Diary, February 1893, Auckland, New Zealand. February 14th, 1893. We left Sydney at 2 o'clock Sabbath afternoon. Our party had the best berths on the boat. The door and one window of our stateroom opened on the deck, and we had still another window opening into a conservatory which had windows on all sides. This room had no floor, only broad beams running across, on which were the plants and flowers and ferns. There was a skylight above, to let the light into the lower saloon, so we were well supplied with light and air. Everything was sweet and clean. There were no musty smells. But I could have slept better if the berth had not been so very narrow. The day we came on board, we had a general upheaving. We were all sick. Emily was sick all the way, and could not assist me at all. I was not able to sit up or to write, but suffered seasickness only the first day. We took our meals in our staterooms or lying in the steamer chairs on deck. I wanted nothing they had to eat, but tried to eat the best I could. Many of their preparations were hot with pepper. On Tuesday we had a heavy rain, but they put up a canvas on deck, and we lay there all day in our steamer chairs. We were glad to learn that we would get into Auckland about 8 o'clock the next morning. That night they gave an extra supper, and then until midnight there was a great noise, carousing, stamping, dancing, hallooing, and every kind of uncertain sound. I bore it as long as I could, then called out, "Gentlemen, will you please stop this noise and let us have a chance to sleep?" I do not know whether my words had any effect, but the carousing stopped. For a time it seemed as though hell itself was let loose, but we had a little sleep at last. The rain was pouring down when we landed. Brother Israel met us at the boat, and we were taken to a furnished house which had been secured for us. The family had left for a few months, so we have everything to ourselves, and we are thankful for the accommodation. Had to pay $32 for 1 month. We shall occupy it only 2 weeks, then we go to Keio and remain 2 or 3 weeks, and then we have to come back and take another sea trip. With the Lord's blessing, we will get through it. On the boat, I was assured of the presence and watch care of our Heavenly Father. I did enjoy sweet communion with God much of the time. I felt happy in the love of God. We decided to remain here a week longer. We see much work to be done. If consecrated workers could be sent in here, a good work could be accomplished, but there will have to be a steady, firm, persevering effort. If workers can be sent who will sow the seeds of truth and who will not fail nor be discouraged, a harvest of souls will be gathered in.